This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Natalia Navarro. Denver plans to cut its transportation budget by millions of dollars this year, but CPR's Matt Morritt reports the city says residents shouldn't feel the effects much.
The expected budget is $128 million. That's down more than $20 million from 2020. The department maintains streets, builds sidewalks and bike lanes, and hauls off trash, recycling, and compost. But because of the city's drop in tax revenue, transportation officials say they'll have 100 fewer staffers. Many will take early retirement, while some open jobs will be eliminated. One pandemic change will stay in place. Oversized trash items will only be picked up every 2 months. Denver also plans to do less paving, but says snow removal capacity should not change. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Retail cannabis businesses can legally deliver their products to people's homes starting this weekend in Colorado, according to state law. However, local jurisdictions have to opt in before deliveries can start happening. Aurora is the only city that has indicated it will allow recreational cannabis delivery soon. The state has allowed medical cannabis businesses to deliver for the past year, but it's only legal in a couple cities so far, including Boulder. Cannabis delivery is more prevalent in states like California that legalized recreational marijuana before Colorado did. There's a high of near 50 degrees today in Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo, around the same in Grand Junction. This is CPR News and